Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
What's going on, CEOs? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, we're going to talk about how to manage a remote team the right way. You know, the remote CEO is all about scaling from solopreneur and freelancer to CEO of your remote business. And a lot of the questions that I get from my coaching clients revolve around, Deniero, how can I stay productive while still being able to work from home? Because at the end of the day, if you're traveling like my wife and I are, and experiencing different cultures and enjoying life from anywhere in the world, wherever you wanna be, there's always going to be that issue of, where am I gonna work from? And how am I gonna make sure that I'm gonna be productive? So today we're gonna talk about that, but before we get started, please, please subscribe to the show. I release an episode every single day and you already know this. And I know that a lot of my followers look forward to my Saturday interviews with 6, 7, 8, and even 9 figure entrepreneurs to find out how we can scale a business while still work remotely. So the first point about working from home, like you can see here, we are at my house here in Rome with my wife, and I have a corner where I sit down here and I focus. I don't think about anything else. You know, in the past, I used to work in Toronto as well and other places, and I used to sit down on the couch or do anything else but sit down at my desk. And unfortunately, while at the very beginning, it felt super comfortable, because you're sitting on the couch, relaxed, laptop on your lap, it doesn't work. Your mind is not in the right mindset, unfortunately. So even though it feels good at the very beginning, like everything that feels good by not doing that much, it's not going to be productive for you. So find a corner in anywhere you are. If you even are in Bali in a hostel, make sure to find a spot where you can, you know, associate that spot to productivity. It's gonna do wonders for you, especially if you go back to the same spot every single day for at least a couple of weeks so that you can, again, get your brain to associate that space to focus and productivity. The second and one of the most important things for my business, because now I have a team, is to make sure that you have morning huddles. I can't stress this enough. It's super important for you to be in touch with your team. Now, let's think about the fact that if you were in an office, you would probably have some morning meetings. I worked in companies where they had morning meetings and they didn't have morning meetings. And guess what? The companies that had morning meetings were the $1 billion, $30, $40 billion companies, not the $200,000, $500,000, $1.5 million companies. We're talking about big companies, and they know the importance of having everyone in the company on the same page before the day starts. So if you want to model someone or some businesses, make sure to model the successful ones, the ones that know the importance of having all the staff members in the same mindset, on the same page, so that if anything happens throughout the day, you can always refer back to the morning meetings. The morning huddles absolutely do not need to be, you know, like 30, 40, 50 minute meetings. Sometimes it's important because you have to iron out some details, but generally speaking, I simply like to get on the phone to say hi to the people, make sure that they're on the same page, talk about some wins or some problems, always ask questions. Is there anything else that you need to ask me? So that if anybody has a problem with either you, the company, or the projects that they're working on, they can let you know beforehand. So this is number two. Now, number three is actually something that is even more important than number two, believe it or not. And it's the fact that it's 2020 and you need to have everything in the cloud. I know that a lot of you, especially if you've been in business for quite a while and you weren't used to working remotely, you'd say, Deniero, I don't like having everything on the cloud because of, I don't know, whatever reason, enter your reason, privacy, or it's internet's too slow. But listen, I got news for you. Again, it's 2020 and your business is online. And if you want to operate in a way that it's super productive and your business grows fast, you need to make sure that stuff is available for everyone to tap into. For example, every time that I write a new training guide for my staff, I always have to upload it to Drive, to Google Drive we use. And the reason why is because I don't know who needs something, when they need it. I can't just rely on one of my staff members to think, hey, I may need something from De Niro, let me send him an email. That's going to slow down the process so much. And what about if I am in a meeting, a 2-hour meeting, or I'm doing a keynote speech or anything else? I can't just, you know, rely on my staff to ask me something, and they can't rely on me to be there when they need something from me. So anytime that we create a file, a doc, we create it straight into the cloud and it's available for all our team members to access. And last but not least, make sure to use time tracking every single time that you come up with a new task or process for your business. What do I mean by that? For example, if you hire a videographer for you and you want to kind of understand how long that task should take, don't just guesstimate, because a guesstimate can be very, very bad. It could be super off. Maybe it's actually gonna take, you know, 2 hours to do a project and you estimate it was gonna take 1 hour, and then you're always going to be upset because everyone that does that task takes way too long for you, in your opinion. Do not do that. Make sure to start time tracking right away when you start a new task. Give it to maybe even 2 or 3 people, see how long the average time is, and then create that into your process. So for example, if you hire new people, part-time or full-time, you'll know how much work you can give to them. This is a huge problem for people that work remotely because you never really know what your staff is doing. Think about this. When I used to work for those billion-dollar corporations that I was talking about, every single room was made of glass. Like the actual wall was made of glass. And the reason why I asked my manager once is like, we always want to know what people are doing. We want to know if they're just chilling, if they're surfing the web for no reason, or if they're actually working. If you have a remote business, that's not going to happen. You have to trust your staff members. So aside from hiring people that you know you can trust, which is a long process and doesn't always work, you always want to make sure that you know exactly how much time it takes for specific tasks so that you can systematize the process, hire more people, give them the exact amount of work so that they're not overworked, but they're also not underworked. So with that said, I hope you enjoyed this short episode and I will talk to you tomorrow.